Welcome, everyone. This is Fit as a Fiddle Plus. You are with Kathy Benner and Rita Brewer, and it's all things health. And so tonight we are talking to Shannon Parker. So I am going to turn it over to Rita to introduce Shannon to us. Welcome, Shannon.
Hey, everybody. I'm so excited to be here. Kathy, I have such a big heart for Shannon. She is such an amazing, beautiful human being. And I thought she would just be a perfect guest for this podcast because it's all about health and wellness. And Shannon has such a powerful health transformation, personal story of her own. So I'm going to let her share that part. But I also want you to know just what a special person she is as well. So my pastor, Dr. Apostle Jeffrey Chapman Sr. is the most amazing pastor. And he is also Shannon's dad. Her mom, Lady Sandy Chapman, is a first lady of our church. They are so special to me. They have been such tremendous mentors. And my pastor is not only such an awesome man of God, but he's such a powerful influencer and the type of person who elevates. And he always says it, my purpose is to lift people up, to find the gifts within inside people and help lift their gifts up to help people to be of service to the world. So he is such a great mentor in my life. And everything that's amazing about him and Lady Chapman, Shannon has all those traits. She is such a powerful woman of God. She has such an anointing over her. And she's such a great influencer in the health space as well, which I'll let you share what she's doing. But yeah, I just love them so much. And I just thought she would be such a phenomenal gift. Every time she speaks, you will hear, you're in for a treat because everything that flows out her mouth is like truly anointed. So I'm so grateful to have my friend, Ms. Shannon Parker join us tonight. Welcome, Shannon.
Thank you so much for having me, Rita and Kathy. Super excited to be with you all.
All right. So Shannon, tell us, start from the beginning because to share your story. It's very interesting because, you know, Shannon has a background in finance. So Shannon, tell us about that, your background, you know, where you went and then when you started to pivot and make some transitions.
Super excited just to hopefully bring hope and encouragement to the audience that you serve. But I did not start off in health. I started off in finance. In fact, I still work in finance. And I was a typical type A personality workaholic. And I love working hard. And I love the achievement and the stress of it all. I appreciated accomplishing things. And I'm a high achievement type of woman. And I tend to love being in circles like you all with high achievement type of women. But that actually positioned me in a way I wasn't anticipating, and that was compromising my health. And so I didn't realize it then, but I had my first child while we were in California. At the time I was doing stock trading and serving lots of clients. And once I had my son, I realized that my health was starting to
I think her connection bumped her off and she may not realize she's bumped off.
Yeah. Oh, there she is.
There you are, Shannon. We didn't go away. We think you got bumped off for a minute.
Can you hear us, Shannon?
Now, so I'm back. but I wanted to encourage the women who have had kids. Sometimes our bodies do go into a different kind of health journey once you have children. And I didn't realize it because I had brain fog, my memory was, you know, super foggy. I was very exhausted and I didn't know I had postpartum triggered hypothyroidism or thyroid condition that's triggered right then. And I just thought it was being a new mom because I was so sleep deprived. So that was my first indication, but I pushed through like most women do. I had my second child. We relocated in between the time. And that was when really things spiraled. I had to have an emergency gallbladder surgery. I was tired. My hair was literally falling out. And I felt like a shell of myself. I told my husband I felt like the walking dead. I did not feel alive at all. And I was gaining weight every month. And so it was one of those experiences I had to pay attention to. Before, I could just power through it and just push through. But at this point, I had to kind of figure out what was going on. And those are, I always say that God uses our brokenness to bring breakthrough, because I was so broken. I was actually very depressed. I was isolated and lonely. I was in a new state at the time. It was a lot to navigate emotionally and physically. But I began to start getting seen by various doctors. When you're navigating an autoimmune condition, and I didn't know I was, it's hard because they don't know why they're kind of treating the symptoms. So it becomes this long path of trying to figure things out. But gratefully I did. And it was between research, prayer, lots of different practitioners, but I began to connect the dots and I began to reverse my symptoms, but it became apparent that health needed to be a priority.
Well, how long of a time did all of this go on before you finally realized that you had to search out some answers? How long of a time did you suffer? Oh, you're on mute.
You're muted. Yep.
It was at least 4 years. I would say 4 years.
Wow.
Of no answers, of just four isolating years of connecting the dots.
Who did you see besides a primary care doctor? Did you go to specialists?
My primary care doctor is the one who did diagnose the two of them. I had one in a different state, one in South Carolina and one in North Carolina. We had relocated again. The first one had diagnosed the hypothyroidism, and the second one had diagnosed Hashimoto's, which is when the body attacks the thyroid. So I had the diagnosis, but they were so depressing. And I remember when I was talking to my doctor here, and when she told me I had a chronic illness, I'd never heard of that. I was like, what? And she told me I had to be on some thyroid medication for the rest of my life every day. And I said, there's nothing I can do. And she said, no. And I left there and I cried. I went in my car and I just cried, bring tears in my eyes, just think about it. I felt so down. I felt hopeless. And so I began to, once my faith got, and I needed prayer. Like I remember was calling my mom because she's my faith. You know, sometimes you need other people's faith where you're just out of answers. And she brought that faith and encouraged me. So I remember I began to just study on my own. I went to the library. I know old school. I went to the library. Now information is so available. But I began to kind of look into thyroid, and I started looking, studying, like Googling natural ways to heal the thyroid, things like that, and just started to begin to look up. And that's when I learned about functional medicine doctors. So there was one particular doctor, Dr. Isabella Wentz, who focuses a lot on thyroid health, particularly Hashimoto's. Mm-hmm. And I read all her books. And that I basically had to go outside of working with my primary doctor. That was my first lesson, that your doctors are really there to serve you, but you are the greatest advocate for your health. Mm-hmm. And it's important to find the answers. If you don't feel heard and listened to, find a new doctor. And that was something that I had to figure out. Even if they're not where you are, find who can help you. And so I ended up reading her books. I actually booked a session with her. I won it through her. She had some sort of giveaway and it was amazing. And she helped me with my medication. So it was a functional medicine type. She's a pharmacist, but a doctor who specializes in a root cause analysis that helped me begin to really start the journey.
And, you know, Shannon, this is why I love talking about these stories, because, you know, I'm trained in conventional medicine, and this is where we constantly see gaps, you know, where people are not getting answers. This is the same thing for me for many years with autoimmune disease. And I mean, there's millions of stories of people out there like us who go to their conventional doctors for answers and they don't get any answers. Like she said, the only thing we have for you, here you go, that's Synthroid for the rest rest of their life. And I hate that we don't come together and, you know, bring like the holistic and natural health community together with conventional medicine and work together with the things that work best on both ends. And that's what's always been so frustrating to me. And that's why, you know, I kind of practice outside of the conventional model as a health coach as well. And then you said too about Dr. Isabella Wentz. She's not even a conventional doctor. She's a pharmacist who has her doctorate in pharmacy. And she was the same way. You know, she crashed. She was like, I think she was like in her 20s, because I read her well in her 20s when she had horrible, really debilitating Hashimoto's thyroiditis. And again, she did the same thing. She researched and investigated and had to advocate for herself. But I just feel bad because people shouldn't have to do that, right? Because then people entrust in their conventional doctors, and conventional doctors think they know everything there is to know because they were trained properly. You went to the smartest people, you went to the best medical school, the best residency program, you're taught everything there is to know, right? So you think you've shared everything, and it's not true. And that's why I love having these conversations too, because we need to let people know, you know, we have to advocate for ourselves and do the research. And when it doesn't sit right with you, and when you're in your 30s and you're like, you're gonna have to live with this for the rest of your life, you're like, no, I'm sorry, I'm not doing that. There's gotta be something else. So thank God you persevered, but a lot of people don't know to do that. So it's so important. So then you followed the path, right? And then tell us the changes that you made to get you on your journey of health.
Well, the first thing is I found it surprising. At first, it was very, I don't want to say nerve-wracking, but it's difficult to begin to forge a path when you don't really know where you're going and you don't really know how to get there. But what I learned in that experience is two things. Number one, how empowering it is to be your own advocate and to not be tied by a diagnosis. I learned that through the hard way. But number two, what I learned in that experience is how unique our bodies are. And I gained such a deeper compassion for my body and for women in general, because I feel like we navigate a whole lot. We have a lot of demand and a lot of physiological changes that come at different stages in our womanhood. And so it gave me a compassion. At first I was frustrated, and then I realized my body's working as hard as it can for me. And so I began to get grateful. One of the first things I did was I did begin to research what my body needed and do some digging and start to figure out what may have triggered some of the things that I was experiencing. And I researched and found that the three main things are toxicity, nutrition, and stress, at least in my case. And so I had to basically start tackling that, but over time. So the easiest thing for me to adjust was the medication. Synthroid was not sufficient for me, and I needed to focus on something that would support the T3 and T4 for me. It wasn't easy to get to that point, but it was the easiest switch because I felt no change at all when it came to the medicine. And so then the second change that was maybe one of the hardest was the food, because I just grew up on a standard American diet. And so I just thought that's what you do. That's how you eat. But I was so shocked at how important food was. I had no idea. No idea at all. I just thought it was what you consume and that's it. I didn't realize that food can either be, you know, your medicine, or it can be a poison to your system. So that was a big overhaul for me. I ended up, you know, first getting off gluten, but when I got off gluten, ate gluten junk food, you know, I just didn't know what to do. So I went to the grocery store and looked for gluten-free. And from there, I got off dairy, and eventually I got off grains altogether. But each of these steps have been really healing for my body. And I started to reverse all of the symptoms. My hair, you know, has grown back healthier and stronger. My energy, which was what I really needed, was really what came to the forefront. My mood elevated. I didn't realize in changing my diet, I was healing my gut. So my mood elevated. And then I began to just see my body align to health. I just had better sleep quality. All those things came into alignment as I begin to look at lifestyle as more of the solution than medicine. Now, I still respect it, but I just I undervalued life change prior to having to deal with my health. So those would be some of the things, just reversing those things and seeing my body come into healthy, optimal weight and all those things. It took time. I'm still on the journey, but I feel so good to be up, to feel alive again.
That's awesome of you. And so then do you feel like you have resolved all of those symptoms that you were having?
I do. The one thing that I will, as far as my main symptoms that I dealt with, which was my hair falling out, memory fog, brain fog, however you want to call it. Like I couldn't do basic arithmetic and I needed that for my job. I was scary. I couldn't spell simple words like fish. It was scary. I was like, something's really wrong. Yeah. So all those things, like God has restored, you know, my healing, which is like a blessing. I don't take it for granted at all. My energy, my optimal weight, all that. Yeah. So all those things have come to play. And I would say the one thing I do monitor is my hormonal level. Like that's something that I have to stay on top of. And usually the culprit is stress. And so I have to really like manage that part of my life. Otherwise the day-to-day, the everyday, I feel completely whole. And I'm grateful for that.
Me too. That was really it for me too. Cause I've had Hashimoto's thyroiditis as well. And the stress was a big factor for me. So that's a big learning process that we have to go through to deal with that. It's always ongoing, right? Cause we are like such high achievers. We always want to do more, give more because we love it. But then all of a sudden your body is like, no, boundaries. It's time to put a squash on that.
but you've taken
it to the next level. So then not only did you work on healing yourself, but now you're coaching others. So tell everybody about that and like what made you want to, you know, how did you start doing that?
So I just basically outlined my own protocol because I needed to figure out how to get consistent. And like you say, life, you have to navigate life. And so you need to be able to come back to a principle or an approach that can help you feel better. Cause that's the thing, when my healing is off, like for example, when I stress, I literally feel it in my gut. I mean, some people can stress and they feel it in different parts. I literally feel it in my gut. Mm-hmm. So there's flare ups. And so I would have to like align my body again. And so because I was constantly listening to my body, I began to just outline my own protocol for healing. And so that's when I created 4 Weeks to Nourish. There were so many women that I was coming across that were dealing with chronic illness issues or just needed help and who didn't understand, like I didn't understand, the importance of your lifestyle, wellness, as well as your nutrition. And so I decided to design and share what I had already created with women to give them a place to begin, you know, and a place to find hope and reset our bodies. So that's where I created 4 Weeks to Nourish. And that's my new nutrition protocol really designed for healing. You know, I say eat to heal and eat to lose weight. So that's for the women who really want to feel good and that's like number one. They may not be able to do a lot of fitness, but they need something. And that's like a very powerful foundation. And within that program, I've just loved it. I've seen women lose, if weight loss is a goal, I've seen women lose up to 12 pounds, but that is like, you're dealing with lots of inflammation in the protocol, just your body's like, yes, right? So that's not everybody. But for a lot of women, I have women who weight loss isn't their goal. They just want to heal. And so it's neat to help them. I mean, women still send me text messages. I'm off of this diabetic medicine or I'm off of that. And so that's been really good. And then also on the fitness side, I found that movement really is a powerful stress reliever for me. And so I also coach women in fitness. And however I serve women, my focus is to help them thrive in faith, food, and fitness. And so I usually have a full holistic approach. And for the women who need accountability and structure and sisterhood and community, like my fitness squad is where it's at. And that's like for joy in the journey, because it's hard work to change your life. So it's nice to have it be joyful and fun, where we work out together virtually and where we encourage each other and where there is a place to come back to when life is crazy. And so that has been my own solace and really an encouragement in my own life. And then it's helped me build consistency and helped me to be an example for other women to follow.
Shannon, I have a question for you. When you talk about your 4 weeks to nourish, you talk about it having a powerful plan of action. Describe to our listeners what that 4 weeks might look like for them, because I don't know about you, but all the women that I know are crazy busy, and I can just see them thinking, I don't have time to do that. What does that look like for them so that they can decide whether it's something they want to commit to?
Sure. So I offer it for a limited time. So I only offer it twice a year. But when I do, it's because it's a signature course that's online, but I don't just give you the online. I literally teach all 4 weeks. So we kick it off with a one-on-one nourish session. And it's essential because I get to know the person. It's important for me to understand the barriers to her health, to your health, our health, right? So I need to figure out, like, what are the barriers? And from there, after asking questions from really a holistic point of view, I come up with a curated action plan for her. And so this is for the woman who is busy, but who's tired of kind of like having to figure it out on her own. The woman who doesn't want to spend time on YouTube, putting the pieces together, doesn't want sporadic results, who really wants a focused approach because her time is of essence. So I tend to attract women who are busy women and who want a curated, customized plan. What I like about it is, although we're talking about nourishing, I'm not giving like portion tips and it's not calorie counting. Really, it's guidance, because depending on the person, for example, I have one woman who was a vegetarian for 26 years, but she had cancer twice in those 26 and she was recovering again. And I curated a plan for her because she had different needs, you know, just in her body and some things that we talked about together. And then there's other women who just are, they have digestive challenges, or a lot of women who come are, you know, pre-diabetic and they just want to, you know, lose weight and kind of get out of that range. So every woman is different, and that's the power of it. It's not a diet, it's lifestyle. Like, you will know how to listen to your body. So that kicks off. And then for each of the 4 weeks, we have a specific protocol. We eliminate like trigger foods, right? The foods that tend to trigger most people to inflame. And we do one focus a week. So each week we have a focus. And then we have a private group, and I'm asking them to share their food, and I'm helping them with healthy swaps. And they get that. I have a healthy swap guide to help them know what to switch out from conventional eating to nourishing. So they have that, and they have resources for their pantry and all those things, and meal plans every week, again, to make life super simple. But what I say there, for the woman who is like, yes, I want to do all the things, she will be able to have meals that are nourishing, you know, for the full week, every day of the week. But for the woman who's like, this is something I just need the high level, she can just implement one, try one new recipe a week, or whatever works for her. The resources are hers. And so I feel like it's very customizable. But I do teach classes live. Some are in the kitchen, and others are just principal teaching. And it's fun because it's intimate. I never make it big. No more than 10 women. Number one, I coach an hour for every woman, so I don't have a lot of time. And number two, it becomes your community, and women begin to share, and it's a safe space to share and encourage each other. And we realize we're not alone. So that's what it looks like.
I love it. I love it. I love everything about that. And that community, that sense of sisterhood and community is so important, because sometimes we just feel like we're hanging out there all by ourselves. And so that is very, very important. I want to go back to your actual story on how you just navigated through everything that you needed to navigate through. Did you have one particular aha moment that stands out among all the others in your journey of actually navigating all of those choices and decisions that you had to make?
I would say one of my aha moments was when I realized that the IUD I had was probably causing me to be toxic. I didn't realize, again, you just follow conventional everything, right? When you're, you know, typically, I'm generalizing, but most women, we just kind of do what our doctor says, and because it's what's been done. But it was when it was an aha moment out of nowhere. I was starting to read up and see the different types of toxicity that women can have that could be a potential trigger to an autoimmune condition. And at the time I had a Paragard IUD, which was a copper one. I was trying to still keep my menstrual cycle. So I was like, oh, this is better. my gosh, as soon as I took that thing out, I felt so much better. And I was still doing it and align with everything else. But it was like one of those things removing not only trigger foods, but removing toxicity out of my system. Huge aha. Before then, I thought toxicity was like what, you know, people who are kind of like free spirited and my, you know, flower child and my granola mama friends would do. I was like, toxicity, what are you talking about? Like, what? I didn't have a healthy respect for it. I just thought that was just like just being extra. And now I'm so much more vigilant with it because I literally had a physical experience where when I removed something toxic out of my system, I literally saw change. So I have a respect for that now. So now like I use clean beauty. I'm very careful about what I put on my body, like all the things as much as I can. I'm not perfect, but I definitely do my best. So that was an aha. I did not realize that toxicity was a thing. You know, I could kind of grasp, you know, stress and food, but I was like, whatever. Now I have a strong respect for it.
Yeah. And another thing that's not covered in conventional medical teaching. So, but is a huge, huge factor in overall health. And we're just bombarded with toxic chemicals mm-hmm. everywhere in our environment. So that's so important. Yeah. But so, whoops, it looks, did we lose Janet again? Oh, there she is.
I'm here.
So aside from her own health coaching business and being a wife and a mother of two beautiful children, she's also the CGO of our church, which is a very large community. How many members are we now, Shannon? Like 3,000 or?
I would say probably 2,500 because we have a lot of people attend, but not everyone.
I knew it was growing. So yeah, so 2,500 members of the church, and she manages all the finances. Wow. And you know, she's a tremendous visionary as well. So, and a preacher in the making, I must say. When that girl gets the microphone, woo, watch out. She gets a standing O every time.
Thank you, Rita.
It's true.
So I do have a couple of questions, not only for Shannon, but also for Rita, because of being in the holistic movement and being in that space, what is it that kind of makes you angry about your industry or breaks your heart about the industry? That what message is it that's just not getting through that you wish you could get through? Shannon, you first. What message is it that you really wish you could get through that just doesn't seem to be getting through?
The power of nutrition. I realize that conventional doctors, I know they take a nutrition class, maybe a couple of CEs. I don't know the specifics. I'm not trained. Rita can speak more to that. But I'm always amazed that the most fundamental thing is, to me, overlooked, like never accounted for. When you go to a doctor, they don't ask you your diet, what are you eating, you know, and anything like that. You know, it's amazing. I remember seeing one woman. And here, I think that's what she was. She took her dog to the vet and the vet was asking her what she fed her dog, why the dog was sick and the hair is falling out. And then she was like, why does my doctor ask me what I'm eating when my hair is falling out, you know, and all these things. And anyway, yeah, like I don't know why there's such a separation of that, but it's so like that quote, let food be thy medicine. It's real. It's so real. And my heart goes out to women and men who just stop wherever their doctor stops when it comes to, you know, their recommendations or their diagnosis. And that's it. They just accept medicine more than they accept me, the healing that is available, but it just takes some focused attention. So that to me is the biggest disconnect, the nutrition side.
Good answer there, Shannon. I can see that. Rita, how about you? What is it that you think, what message do you see that's just not getting through to the masses?
Well, absolutely what Shannon said. I agree with that 100%. And, you know, I mean, I was trained in conventional medicine. I worked in conventional medicine for 20 years before I started working in a weight loss clinic. And then when I started working there, so people would come to lose weight, but I saw that not only were they losing weight, but they were and getting their confidence back, but their diabetes got better, their blood pressure got better, their cholesterol got better. all the their chronic pain was getting better. It was like just from making nutritional and lifestyle changes. And that was when I realized like there's such a huge disconnect and we are not serving people well in conventional medicine at all, because we're not talking about this at all. So, and it's not because the doctors and practitioners don't want to help people. It's just because the conventional training doesn't teach it. We get like very, very little, like, I don't even remember maybe more than like a day in my entire PA training, and medical schools are no different. You don't get training in nutrition because that's not their focus. It's a pharmaceutical driven industry. And the entire training is learning how to diagnose diseases and conditions. People tell you this is the most likely condition, and this is the medicine that goes with it. And then if you get a side effect from that medicine, here's another medicine to treat that side effect. And that's it. That's the system. So none of it is merged together. Like I said before, like I want, because I've trained in other holistic areas as well, from, you know, like mind, body, spirit therapies and studying Eastern treatments, and even like tribal cultures and, you know, studying with Native Americans and all that they have to offer from the healing on an emotional, spiritual level. The disconnect for me is that our conventional system is strictly focuses on the physical body. We don't help the mind, body, and spirit as a whole. And we have to, because we're spiritual beings, you know, we're emotional beings. We can't just treat the physical thing. It's not enough. So my frustration over the last 20 years really has been that we don't integrate the two. And thank God now there are integrative medical practices. But when I was on my struggling journey, trying to figure out what's going on with my health, we didn't have integrative medicine practices back then. So I'm grateful that we're getting there. We're coming together, but we're still so far off. We still have such a long way to go. And then the other frustrating thing too is again, just the pharmaceutical industry driven culture. You know, I work part-time now in a lifestyle medicine clinic, and people come for weight loss. They come for improvement, diabetes and the high blood pressure. And we actually do have some pretty good drugs now that the pharmaceutical companies make that can be very helpful, but we can't access them. There's one particular weight loss drug that's really been very effective. I guess how much it costs?
It's how much?
$1,400 a month. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. So who can afford that? Nobody. So now we have to submit appeal after appeal. So there's like all this tremendous burden of paperwork on the medical providers. And you just have this system where you just like one patient after another, after another, after another, the medical practitioners have a highest burnout rates and suicide rates than we've ever had before, because you're fighting every day. You're in a system that is not helping you to help your patients. You know, we go into this environment because we want to help people, but we have to fight the insurance companies. We have to fight the pharmaceutical industry, and it's exhausting. It really, really is. So that's why I can only handle it on a part-time basis. And where you're rushed all the time. It's like your next patient, next patient, next patient. And as a coach, you know, you could just do what you want, you know, take as much time as you want with your patients or my clients. When I see a new client, I spend an hour to an hour and a half with them going through their intake, not just their medical history, but their lifestyle history. And we can take as much time as we want, with no interruptions, no burdens of, you know, having to deal with the insurance and pharmaceuticals and all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, of course there is a role, absolutely. People need it when they need it. But my passion, and I know Shannon's passion too, is to help people to not need them anymore, because that's what we want for ourselves. So that's what I love to do. So
I love it. I love it. Shannon, I have all of your contact information. So I do want to say to all of our listeners that I will put all of your contact information at the end of our video. We also upload the recording into our podcast platform, and your contact information will be there as well. So hopefully folks that are looking to make a connection with Shannon, that all of that information will be in the material once it gets posted. And then we're also going to send send you a copy of everything and you can use it however you'd like as well. Nancy, do you have any questions for Shannon? And you're on mute.
And Shannon, while Nancy's getting ready, if you could just share with our audience too, just where people can find you, how they can connect with you for your course and fitness training, group, sisterhood, all of that good stuff.
Sure. Well, thank you again. I'm just so thankful to be able to hopefully encourage your audience. You all are incredible women. And I know that just anyone listening in is going to really gain so much for their life. So thank you for having me. To connect, you can find me on social media at Forever Finesse. That's Forever, F-I-N-E-S-S-E. Finesse is my middle name. And then for all things faith, food, and fitness with Shannon, you can go to my website, which is shannonparker.org.
Awesome.
I love that. Nancy, go ahead.
Okay, my question is regarding the nutrition. Felt like the living dead. That's what I've been feeling like for the last couple of years. And I was diagnosed with a autoimmune disease also, but I've been trying to go more plant-based, but I'm concerned that I'm not getting enough protein. And I grew up in the Midwest where we ate a lot of meat. I mainly eat fish, but I still feel like I'm not getting enough. So I'm wondering how you supplement and just have a balanced diet without eating too much meat or just too many beans for plant-based.
I think number one, I'm excited for your journey ahead, because I feel like the fact that you're asking questions and just wondering what your body needs is a great first step in an ongoing one. I would say for me, I did the whole gamut, I have to say. Like, I didn't eat a lot of meat growing up. I was basically pseudo-vegetarian for so many years. But then my body was breaking down. Once I had my son, that was the first time, I don't know, I was 27 maybe. I don't know. That was the first time I had red meat, and it's because I craved it when I was pregnant. Well, long story short, in my research, I have found the importance of protein. And I've been shocked because, you know, we're kind of taught like, eat lots of vegetables, which is really good. It's good, but some vegetables cause more aggravation to me. And so I began to realize some of the eating mostly vegetables and definitely like legumes and beans. I don't do that now. I used to, but it would just cause so much aggravation and bloating, digestive challenges. I dealt with chronic constipation. Like, I was eating the healthy foods. So I thought, and this is where it will come to you, Nancy, as far as listening to your body, but I would encourage you to actually lean more on proteins, in particular meat proteins. And part of where I came to this conclusion was I did the autoimmune protocol, AIP, when I was trying to figure out my health journey. And one of the founders that I studied, her name is Mickey, I forget her last name, but yeah, she was a vegetarian for years. And she ended up having to go to meat to heal. And it was like religious for her. It wasn't just like, you know, a diet. It was like something she had a social feeling, a conviction about. Well, she I think had liver or something in her body, like she literally felt alive. And I was like, maybe, because I felt so desperate to heal, I began to do different things. And that became an advantage, Nancy, because I wasn't just stuck on one way. Now I listen to my body. With fish, I enjoy fish, but I'm not satisfied as much with fish. So I enjoy it, but I would need a little bit more than probably the most people. So now I definitely eat for satisfaction, and I actually eat more meat protein than I do vegetables. I do eat vegetables, but I eat mostly meat. And that's because I need the nutrient density for my body to have my energy come up. And I needed a healthier fat. It's helped my skin, my hair, my brain, literally, to eat more fat. So I've actually kind of turned my approach on its head, and it's worked for me. So what I would say is be open to being bold and trying new things and try to break out of what I call diet culture, where like they're like, there's one way to eat. You should eat, you know, I don't know, keto, vegan, or whatever. I want to encourage you to listen to your body and try what you know is nutrient dense. And I always say, go with whole foods, of course. If it's a single ingredient food, that's a great place to start. And then look at protein, because our bodies are starving until it gets to protein. And there's a lot of dissatisfaction until we have ample protein. So if you're feeling that way, I would definitely say go to meat sources versus legumes. And of course, you know, try not to have soy if possible, but like go to the meat source and see how good you feel. And I've done this for a couple of ladies where I do like a little mini meat, like where you fast everything but meat, just because sometimes it's easier just to get clean in their system. So I would say just be open to it. You can just add it. Maybe half of your plate is meat and then the other half is vegetables, you know. But I would say that's my approach. If you're feeling that way, it's for a reason, and maybe explore it further and just be open. Open to how you can feel. Go, you know, just be open to exploring, as long as it's, you know, to me, a food that your body can break down and doesn't have to figure it out, like some sort of processed food, I say go for it. But protein's a great place to start. You're already on the right track and in the right direction.
Thank you.
I agree with Shannon 100%, Nancy. And, you know, I ran the whole gamut myself too. And I even got board certified in lifestyle medicine, and their whole platform is all plant-based. And I was like, okay, well, there's all this science about living a plant-based diet. I guess this is what I need to do to be healthy and heal my rheumatoid arthritis. So I did it, and I stuck it out, the whole vegan thing, for at least 6 months, and I felt horrible. I was weak. I had no energy. I was like ready for a nap at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I was like, this can't be right. So I just started doing the same thing as Shannon, you know, just like trying all different things. And I, you know, tried the whole gamut. And then what I really realized is that you can find scientific research out there to support any one of these diets that you hear about, that it's the best way. But what really clicked for me is, you know, being a woman of faith, I was like, okay, I know that I you know, I'm a science head, I believe in science, you know, quality scientific research. However, they can be flawed. And I know for me as a Christian, the only one that can't make a mistake is God. And what God put on this earth for us to eat comes from the earth, from the animals, from the plants, the fruits, the nuts, you know, things like that that grow. So I know that if I stick with what God gave us, that I know that I'm on the right, going in the right direction. So God gave us animals to eat, not all of them, but he gave us animals and said, you have dominion over the animals. You can eat the animals. So that's what I was like, okay, I'm listening to God, because everybody else is putting all kinds of stuff in my head and it's not clicking. But then also, if you read the book, you probably heard of Dr. Stephen Gundry, pretty popular guy. He wrote a book called The Plant Paradox. I don't know if you've heard of that, but he really gets into how plants have, in, you know, their own natural defense mechanisms where they don't really want to be eaten because they want to keep propagating. So there's inflammatory, like autoimmune chemical reactions that your body can have from plant foods. And that's why I love functional medicine so much too, because we can really customize it for each individual. You can do, the first time I ever had food sensitivity testing to find out what is causing this inflammation in my body, because I cleaned it up as much as I possibly could, and I was still in so much pain. So I was like, where is this pain coming from? The first time I had food sensitivity testing done, I found that I was inflammatory to garlic and onions and broccoli. It's like, I ate that healthy food all the time, Italian girl. I mean, probably because I ate too much onions and garlic my whole life. But, you know, that's the interesting part, like Shannon was saying, about everybody being such an individual, and what may be inflaming for me may not be inflaming for you. But I would encourage you, like Shannon said, take, you know, listen to your body and what feels good and what doesn't. But if you're not getting, you know, the results that you want to see, I would encourage you to look into a functional medicine practitioner who can help you get to the root cause. That's what it is. It's root cause medicine. We are like the medical investigators. And I do this too with my, I offer this with my clients as well, but we can do deep dive testing and see what foods you're reacting to, what chemical toxins are built up in your body and how can we get rid of them. You know, your gut health, we can do stool testing to find out, do you have enough good bacteria? Do you have enough probiotics? You know, do you have enough digestive enzymes? These are all the things that we were not taught and don't function on in conventional medicine, but is so powerful. And that's why I love it. So,
and then I want to add something to that as well, Rita and Shannon, and for Nancy as well, is that once you go through all of those processes and you find out and come up with maybe a plan for yourself on what it is that you want to eat and how you want to eat, then there is always that level of good, better, and best. So once you determine what the food is, now you have to determine where are you going to buy it? You know, and there's, again, there's always the good, better, and best. It's good to eat the foods that make you feel the best, but sometimes there are better places to buy it. Sometimes it's the best choice is to go organic or whatever. So there's just all kinds of factors in there. Yeah. And so I think we just have to continually keep looking.
Yeah.
And keep improving.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I would say that if you can simplify it, it is a journey. So it's like learning your body, you know what I mean? Like at different stages, our bodies are just different, right? And shape and, you know, how we can move. Same thing with the healing journey. I keep it simple. It's mostly, I'm going to eat whole foods. But if I feel a deficiency in my energy, in my mood, then I am going to just begin to get creative and start selecting some different choices in, like Rita was saying, in that whole gamut of what I know I can choose from. And there's really great places to start, but I really want to hone in on that protein side. You can get, it can get kind of complicated if we let it, but if you just stay simple, you know what I mean? Yes, grass grades, maybe the best, but I often get beef. It's not just so I can make sure I'm getting beef. You know, so I think it's a matter of how can I simplify this so it doesn't feel overwhelming? How can I do this one meal at a time? You know, and how have a simple plan so that I am eating plenty of meat and vegetables, you know, for my body. And how do I feel after I ate it?
Yeah.
And then
different budget levels, right?
Yeah. So I would say that, yes, I agree. Having been open to that good, better, and best over time, but it doesn't have to be all today. I certainly don't have it all together. And it's one of those things I'm constantly learning how to be patient with myself, compassionate with myself, and how to keep it simple so I can make it sustainable.
That's awesome.
Great conversation. Gosh, I've loved this conversation. Nancy, thank you so much for joining us tonight. We really appreciate you being here. I can't wait to meet up with you again the next time I am in your neck of the woods, as they say. And Rita, thank you so much for what you bring to the conversation. And Shannon, you are amazing. Thank you. Thank you. So folks, please connect with Shannon. You can book a one-on-one. You can do her 4 weeks to nourish course that she has. She gives that a couple of times a year, and then check out the mentorships and connect with the sisterhood there and get that accountability and support that all of us need when we're on a journey like this. And Shannon, tell us one more time how folks can connect with you. And again, I will put that in the comments when I post. So tell us again how folks can connect.
Thank you, Kathy. So I would love to connect with you. Just find me on social media at Forever Finesse, Forever, F-I-N-E-S-S-E, and then on my website at shannonparker.org.
Thank you so much, and I appreciate you being with us. And so with that, I am going to stop the recording if I can get to my right calendar here.